Hi, good morning. Dr. Sundaram again, the NLP psychologist from India. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, and whichever the part of the world you are, welcome for today's episode, Design Your Life with NLP Technology. Design Your Life with NLP Technology. Friends, you can see my work of the last 25 years and over 300 YouTube videos and over 100 podcasts. Today's episode, we are talking about how to design your life. We live in two styles of zone. Either you live by default or you live by design. Either you live by default or you live by design. Well, what is the default living? What is the mother of all actions? All the mother of all actions is decision. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N, decision. Decision. The mother of all actions is decision. How does a person with a default life live? He lives only by default. He is in autopilot mode. Somebody else is running his life's remote control button. Gets up in the morning and straight is dashes to the bathroom. Number one, next toothbrush, next bath, next towel, next car, races for the school, races for the office, comes back once again, relaxes, goes to tuition, enjoys his vacation, goes to sleep. What has happened? These are the decisions he has to take for survival, for the acceptance of the social zone. Acceptance of society. This is the default decision making. All the people who are in comfort zone or in autopilot mode, they make only default decision mode. They live in default decision mode. But I want you to challenge yourself and design your own life. NLP training talks, teaches, and demonstrates with mathematical precision how you can live your life by design. I am the captain of my soul. I am the master of my ship. I am the person responsible for my life. No palmistry, no astrology, no planetary bodies are regulating my life. I am my own astrologer. I am my own numerologist. I am my own trainer. I drive. That is what NLP training teaches you. I conduct NLP training in 4 languages, in English, in Hindi, and Telugu, and Tamil. You can see my works in around 300 YouTube videos. How I apply for counseling, how I apply for coaching, how I apply for mentoring. How I apply for therapy, how I apply in schools, the career guidance, many more, you can go and find it out. And this podcast is mainly meant for my students to rejuvenate them, re-motivate them. My students are scattered across the globe. All my NLP students are scattered across the globe. This is mainly meant for my direct students. Of course, others can also join. So what is the mother of all actions? The mother of action is decision. What decision? Designed decision. What is a design decision? Tailor-made decision. It is not a ready-made decision. It is a tailor-made decision. Okay. What is decision? Decision, the moment you decide, I will do this today. That means mentally you are accepting a destination. You are accepting a terminus. You are accepting the airport where I am going to land. You are accepting that station we are going to reach. So when you do not know where you want to go, what will happen? If you do not have a goal, very simple, you will be working after 30 years for your friends who are having a goal. So very simple. A person who has a goal will reach the destination. A person who do not have a goal will work for the person who is having a goal. He may be his own classmate, he may be his own brother, he may be. Then afterward, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous of him. So you have to decide every day, proactively, what is the outcome I am going to give today. See, for example, early in the morning, you know, how do I design my goal? Before entering the bathroom, on the bathroom door, there is a pasted tape. In that one, there's a word printer, no? What are the three outcomes you are going to accomplish today before 9 p.m.? Means, what are the three decisions I am going to take before today? So, I have to answer that, then only I have to enter the bathroom. What will happen? It will go into a mode, automatic mode. What happened? Okay, three decisions. Maybe there will be a knock at the door. The moment you enter the bathroom and come out of the bathroom, your three decisions are ready. And your mind is an autopilot. Start working towards that. If you do not have a goal in the morning, if you do not ask yourself the question, you cannot change the focus. You cannot change the focus. So what will happen? When three answers are there, three outcomes are planned in your mind, three decisions are clear in your mind. What is the decision? Decision is nothing but I can power. Please tell me, please repeat, what is the decision? I can power. I can do it. As a destination, I can power. It is like I am fitting a motor into you. Early in the morning, what happens? I am fitting a motor into you. I am pressing the remote control button myself. Otherwise, Mr. Default will press his remote control button. And what will happen? Once it happens, the morning they assume that there is no trigger for me to remind me about my activities. What will happen? I get up casually, go for my brushing, there is a phone call, somebody is there on the door, and that person says, I want to talk to this person, and your exact neighbor is not opening the door. Then I offer him a chair, I ask him to sit, and I ring him twice, he is sleeping. After 4-5 rings, he gets up, and he says, okay, I just got up, okay, that person asked him to sit there, I'll come after 10 minutes. Then after 10 minutes, one more reminder, you are not yet awakened from the sleep, two reminders. This is a moral responsibility I have accepted. Then by the time it's almost 7 to 9 o'clock, 2 hours are over. But the same thing, what will happen if I designed my life? Morning is I have to put one podcast. I have to put one podcast by 8 a.m. What do I do? Two activities are in my mind. One is a default activity and the design activity. So what I do? Immediately my mind says, okay, you come and pick him up. He is in front of my door. Then I go for the podcast. Because there are two reminders. By default, one reminder. By design, two reminders. Default reminder and design reminder. So friends, until and unless you give power to your decision destination, you give energy to your decision destination. Until and unless you pump up your own decision destination, you cannot achieve your goal. What you achieve today is a milestone for your long-term goal. So every day, please decide, put on your bathroom, a print out, what are the three things I am going to do today. Early in the morning, Maybe one day you may not do it, second day you may do it, third time you will lose enthusiasm. Don't worry. Even if you lose enthusiasm, keep it. That will be a reminder that you are not doing it. Suddenly you'll be forced to do it. Don't get frustrated, oh, I know I'm not doing it, let me remove it. All are making fun, let me remove it. Don't worry. As long as you don't make fun of yourself, it has to be there. Put that tape, put that cutout, put that reminder. What are the three things I'm going to achieve today? In a place, it can be on your suitcase, it can be on your mirror, it can be on your door, but where you prominently see yourself. So friends, let me summarize. The power, decision power, is the destination power. There are many models we teach in NLP, decision making model. One model which I am sharing you is decisions, then beliefs. What is the belief? Belief is an acceptance power. Belief is a root map. Next is seeing power. What is seeing power? Visualization power. The power of visualization is like a GPS system. And the last is the feeling power, the kinesthetic power. This is nothing but see your own natural kinesthetic intelligence, experiencing the kinesthetic intelligence of the scarcity of achieving the goal. So I'll talk to you in detail about all these models. Already I talked to you in various podcasts. You can go and check up for the complete model. You can ask any questions. You can go to my 350 YouTube videos. I have already answered the question, but still, if you want to ask a question, please go to my Facebook, NLP Training in Chennai.com, and you can give your comments, you can ask your questions, and I'll give the clarification. Thank you very much, friends. I am 32 years young. That is the story I have been telling for the last 30 years. Please don't tell anybody. But I have contributed something for the next generation. See, I am investing time, I am investing energy in you. You are not my friend, you are not my relative, you are not paying money for me, but you are my spiritual citizen. I am born for you, you are born for me. I have helped you out with this information, my knowledge. I want you to help me out. Please give me a like, please subscribe to my podcast, please go to my Facebook page, NLP Training in Chennai.com, and ask questions and share with your friends. Sharing is saving life. For you, it's only a sharing of information. You can download and share it with your friend. Because you do not know, that friend may be suffering from a psychological guilt feeling. He may be an introvert. He may not be telling you. But the moment you give this information, once he goes through this podcast, he becomes alive and he thanks you. He becomes your lifetime friend. All my friends are the people whom I had never expected that they will become my lifetime friends. Because I was casually helping them. And I, whomever I helped seriously, they have never become my friends. That is the truth of life. That is the truth of life. So please, friends, understand the decision power. What is decision? Decision is destination. Decision power is the destination power. Proactive decision, a designed destination. It is not a default destination. Getting into the bathroom, going to the toilet, and sleeping in the night. These are all default decisions. Well, you like to know more and more, keep tuned to us. You can attend my training program, NLP training program, basic, masters, trainers. You can also have NLP applications. That is how we differ. We first practice, then we preach. We do not belong to that school of after learning NLP training and go and train and make money. If you look at the philosophy of NLP training, the first certificate which is given to you is a NLP practitioner certificate. This means you have to practice on yourself and become a master of yourself, then you teach others. If you are only doing NLP training program without practicing, it is as good as you are a teacher with 30 years experience. Definitely same subject she has repeated for the last 30 years for 10,000 citizens of the world. She is a teacher. I'm not a teacher, I'm a practitioner. I applied in different areas, counseling, coaching, mentoring and training. You can find out. Thank you very much. See you in the next episode. I would request my students, I would like to know how you are applying this. Many of you have replied me. Others may not be having time. Whenever you have time, please go to my Facebook page, NLP Training in Chennai.com, and give me your comments, ask questions. We may not be physically connected, but I believe that we are spiritually connected. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. See you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.